This is a moral issue as much as it is a health care issue. The rest of the country is watching New York.
Those words are from Reverend Michelle Buchheit of Unitarian Universalist Church of Amherst, who joined healthcare workers, officials of a union representing them, and elected officials to reject proposed cuts to Medicaid, at least $800 million, as part of a strategy to close a projected $2 billion plus revenue shortfall in the governor's proposed budget.
You know, these draconian cuts to healthcare are disappointing and frankly, cold.
Assemblymember Patrick Burke, in his first term, says he's been told by some in Albany that threatening Medicaid cuts is a negotiating tactic by the governor. He says it's a cruel notion to use people's health care as a negotiating tactic. Health care workers say if the cuts happen, quality will suffer, jobs will be lost, and even some facilities might close. Sharina Morris is a LPN at Seneca Healthcare Center, where this call to stop the cuts was issued.
And these cuts will be very, very drastic to our health care system. We take pride in giving good quality care to the families and the residents, and we take it very personal. These cuts would make that a very, very hard task to do.
Morris says health care is not a situation where you can do more with less. Other proposals reportedly put forth by the governor's office to close a budget gap include closing up to three prisons, redistributing health care funding, and imposing a tax on opioids. The state budget is due April 1st. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.